right, let's go to our live lines now and speak to a congresswoman, Victoria Spartz from the 5th District of Indiana, joining us right now. Good morning, Congresswoman. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Always a pleasure.
The most recent vote on funding the government this past weekend happened again. It seems like for the millionth time. What was your vote, and why did you choose to vote in that fashion?
Well, unfortunately, we are back to voting for omnibuses. And unfortunately, we are back making four-corner deals, and actually more Democrats than Republicans voted for that bill. And I couldn't support that legislation, and I'll tell you why. There are a lot of things in that legislation I didn't like. There are a few things that I could support, but the most important thing that we did not provide any border security in that deal. And unfortunately, we had a Department of Homeland Security appropriation in there, and it didn't include border security. So I couldn't vote for that. That's a hill I think we should, as a Republican, we should die on. It's a huge national security issue, and we didn't take that hill. Very, very serious issue.
Next item here, the farm bill I'd like to talk about. You've talked to me several times about your feeling of how important that is. What's the status of that legislation?
Well, as I said, I almost pretty much gave up on this Congress was doing anything, in the remaining times, anything positive. So actually, the farm bill, it's a very important bill. We look at that every bill. I don't know if your listeners understand. Every 5 years, we reauthorize farm bill to where we can adjust our policies. And I think it's becoming more and more difficult for any smaller farmer to survive with regulations and everything what's happening and really inflationary pressure. So we really need to look how we can, cut some red tape and regulation and help smaller farmers. That bill was punted, to October, and I worry that it might be also another extension, and we'll be probably voting for that in next Congress. So we'll see. I'm still trying to push our farm committee to do something this summer, but if we wait till October, no one is going to do anything productive. And October, as you know, it's going to be very tough and big election, and people are going to be concentrating on that.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz live with us on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell with the Congresswoman here talking about various subjects on My Notes. TikTok, there's been so much talk about that in the D.C. and, beyond there, I guess. What is your position on the TikTok legislation and why?
Well, this is, it's actually, I'm a free enterprise person, but here we're not talking about free enterprise. I'm actually one of the sponsors of that bill, and I'll tell you why. We have communist China collecting data on Americans. And this company is owned by China. And let's not kid ourselves. If you are, owned and founded in a communist country, you are accountable to that government. You're not going to be a business if you are not. So we need to understand that. So that bill is always talking about it, that Chinese needed to divest from that company. And if they're not going to divest, then we shouldn't have this company doing business here because they collect data, they manipulate data. And then they after us, let's not kid ourselves. They did a lot of we did a lot of dumb things to destroy manufacturing, create very bad policy, be dependent now China, not dealing with supply chain. Pretty much, if you're doing business in China, you don't pay taxes. If you're doing business in the United States, you pay huge taxes and regulations and everything else. But now they are on attack, and you see that they've done during the pandemic. You've seen that they're doing now. They really create, supply chain issues. Sometimes even on purpose, I truly believe, and really try to come after our country. And if they have data about our people, they can manipulate people because you can collect data and then send information. And, through social media, you can really change public opinions and create a lot of cyber threats. So I think this is a must bill, and I hope Senate is not going to fold. But considering where Chuck Schumer and Biden been, how soft on China they've been, I wouldn't be surprised if that might be another fight we need to win with President Trump.
Victoria Spartz, have you ever doubted your decision to decide to run again?
Listen, as I said, you know, this is a tour of duty. I never wanted to be a lifelong politician like a lot of people do. It's a huge responsibility, but considering where we are in this challenging time and how many big issues that I work extremely hard with, it's border security, healthcare, that we need to deliver, and understanding that it's not going to happen, you know, in this current Congress, because most Republicans, and unfortunately many of them who run for office, it's really just to benefit themselves, and they're not going to be fighting very radical, almost like, you know, get into socialism, communist party on another side in D.C. And, you know, and we're going to be losing again, but we cannot lose for the American people. We cannot lose for a lot of people to sacrifice our lives. So, of course, I don't like when, you know, when you go through, you know, a lot of, you know, people spend money when they don't have a record or have a bad one, attacking you with lies. No one likes that. But unfortunately, it became part of politics. And when I see what President Trump is going through, no, I'm okay with that. But no one likes that. But that's okay. I think this is too important of a time for the country, and I cannot abandon the good people, really, that I represent that care a lot.
Last thing, just for fun. I mean, every office in the world, I think, is in an NCAA pool, you know, the brackets for the thing. Is there a congressional pool? Do you have a bracket at your place of work? And if so, who is your national champion on your bracket for the NCAA tournament?
Actually, we have between classes in Congress, and I've been so busy with politics, you know, and busy with work that I probably should have done it. And if I would, I would definitely, you know, support my Hoosiers here.
Okay, all right. So you'd probably be on the boiler. You'd be on the Boilermakers, Purdue Boilermakers, for in the state.
I would be, and I actually, even though, you know, I mean, IU is not even there, but like, yeah, as a U graduate, my husband is a Purdue. I still like Purdue more. I'll be honest with you. Maybe just in the lot of things, the policies, they're much better. IU became a little bit more, you know, too much liberal from my perspective, but I'm not going to hold it or any gradients of IU. You know, I myself actually used to teach there, but I think, you know, I probably would be partial for them for that reason. But we have a lot of people in our, you know, conference that's very, very engaged. And I used to be more engaged, but now I'm more engaged with politics and drama. So maybe sometime I'll have fun, but I will be definitely routed.
I got you. Thank you for letting me talk about that. Victoria Spartz, always a pleasure. I look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Fifth District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, live on WMUN on this March the 28th. Again, not to be redundant, we give a time and date stamps during our interviews because the podcasts posted by Emily Guffey, my producer, they are listened to and or viewed, depending on if there's a visual part of it, you know, later in the day or night or days to come. So we want to make sure we have that data and information included in our post. We have more to come this morning, including but not limited to, stand by, I've lost my notes. Where's my notes? Hold on. Oh, here we go. There was more than one tornado. A new piece of data coming from the National Weather Service just yesterday. That is next on WMUN.